Blog Talk Radio.
Soul, y'all. We got soul. They don't want us to see. we already know.
Hey everyone, welcome to Table Talk with T and Ronan. I'm so glad you guys are able to join us, and shout out to our East Coast family. A lot of our East Coast members that are using the chat room, they're not able to be here tonight because of Hurricane Sandy, a.k.a. Frankenstorm. And I hope you guys can hear me a lot clearly. Let me know if you guys can hear me. And Ronan, you're there, right?
Yes, I is.
Okay, great. So we're going to go ahead and get started. We got about an hour, and we want to just come on and just talk about everything that's going on the East Coast with the weather. A lot of people are saying that this storm was manufactured through the HART program. This storm has a lot of people thinking about 2012 and the end of the year, the Mayan calendar. Everybody's going through their conspiracies in the chat room. And when I first heard about the storm, you know, I was hearing little things about it. I always stay up on top of, oh, Danica's here. Hey, Danica. I didn't think she'd be able to make it because I know she's in New York. But when I first heard about it, I was just really, it just didn't sit well with me because I've been through hurricanes living in North Carolina. And, you know, when I moved to North Carolina back in 2003, that's when a lot of the hurricanes started picking up. Before then, they would probably get a hurricane maybe once or twice during hurricane season, but when I was living there, like, 04, it was literally a hurricane every other week. Like, every few weeks, it was a hurricane. It was just real, real bad, so you always were wary. You know, you never knew if it could come inland, because even though we were in Charlotte, Hurricane Hugo had came inland before, so you never felt really, really safe, and then a lot of times it broke off into tornadoes and everything else. So when they were just talking about how this was the perfect storm and how it was going to hit the East Coast, it just did not sit well with me. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times the hurricanes are usually like in the southeast in warmer waters. And I remember for years people were always saying, what if a hurricane ever hits New York? What if a hurricane ever hits the East Coast? It would cause so much devastation. And I know a lot of movies were based around like hurricanes and end-of-the-world events around New York. So that's why this whole little situation didn't sit well with me at all, right, like the day after tomorrow. And, hey, Blake, so it was just kind of crazy seeing everything. So what did you think when you was firsthand about the whole Frankenstorm? And I hate the name that they gave it, but that's what we're going to call it tonight, Frankenstorm.
I have a problem calling it that because, personally, I feel like as far as, you know, how people get real fearful about even the slightest things, that they're really hyping the storm up bigger than what it is. I mean, it was a Category 1, but still, to see pictures of sharks floating down 104th and, you know, the subway.
You know,
actually,
those were doctored. Those were photoshopped.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff. And then, like, you're seeing something as far as, like, I can only imagine the subways being flooded and possibly the homeless who was in there not even accounted
right.
for. I'm thinking about the aftermath, about, you know, how, you know, people are going to get their power put back on. I mean, how people are going to recover because, I mean, again, with the high cost of living of New York, that's billions, possibly of dollars, to get people back in order. So, I mean, a lot of us got family, friends, and everything else out there in the East. And, like, while it's been pretty much ran over water over there, there's like different things as far as New Jersey, everything on the East Coast is just like beyond repairs right now. So, you know, I don't really pay attention to what they're saying about the Frankenstorm, whatever the hell that is. It's the fact that a whole lot of lives have been displaced, and even a chick, she got electrocuted trying to film footage of the storm.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. It was just something I ran across on, and I was like, you know, we haven't even got a full assessment of what's going on there. It's like, again, I'm trying to keep tabs with everything that's going on because I'm real worried about how everybody is over there because there's some cool people out there on the East.
Right. And, you know, what's so crazy, it's just like, you know, with everything that's going on out there, like the timing. The timing is also suspicious. And, you know, I'm not trying to be like the super duper conspiracy theorist because, you know, I take everything with a grain of salt. I just question things. But the timing is very suspicious to me, you know. And when I seen that subway system and everything else, it was just like it broke my heart because, like they said, in 108 years that the subway's been running, yeah, New York has gotten rain, but never flooded like that. You know,
yeah.
This is causing New York to be at a standstill. One of the most populated cities in the entire nation has just come to a complete standstill. You know, and I had friends in Brooklyn that I was speaking to, and it's like they're shook. You know, they're like, there's trees everywhere, power lines. You know, it's crazy. Santiago, he comes to the chat room. He lives in Manhattan. You know, the only way we've been able to text is just the only way we've been able to communicate is via text messaging. So he was like, where he's at is flooded. You know, so this is affecting a lot of people, and I think there's even more fatalities, but unfortunately, like you said, the homeless. We'll never know about the homeless people because New York has a big homeless population. What about those people who couldn't get out? And what I always find funny is about people in certain states who are always like, you know, just get out, you know, just leave. Why would you stay and, you know, just pick up and leave? But what people don't understand is sometimes people don't have the ability to just pick up and leave. Even if you were to evacuate, because we used to always have to go through that when we lived in the Carolinas. Are we going to go further inland? Are we going to go towards Georgia? Where are we going to go? Are we going to go up towards Virginia? Even if you have the money or the funds to leave, sometimes you're stuck in traffic for hours trying to evacuate. And in that time, you run out of gas, you're irritated. I can't sit personally because, like, just medical reasons, I can't be in a car ride longer than 3 hours. I have to get out every 3 hours and stretch my legs and clear my mind and everything else. So I can't sit in a long car ride just, you know, for medical purposes. So everybody can't just sit on the road for, you know, 8 hours, not moving in standstill traffic. So that's why some people just choose to stay. You know, and I always find that funny when people get that uppity attitude, like even like in New Orleans, people are talking about, well, why didn't they just leave? You know, everybody just doesn't have the funds to just up and leave.
And you're right. And you think about the other element that makes it different than what happened in New Orleans. Now, granted, that came with its own set of circumstances. But you figure, like, in October, it gets cold as hell on the east. Cold. So you think with all that flooded water and everything like that, now it has a chance of, you know, a bunch of cities possibly being frozen out. So that's another element that, you know, people should keep an eye on because, again, you don't know. I mean, again, like you said, like when you're trying to evacuate the place and everyone's doing the same thing, they can't get out. So basically sometimes their best option is to stay put.
Right.
And then you got to worry about food. You got to worry about, you know, how, you know, you know, taking your kids, dogs, all that mess. So that's a whole bunch of calamity on top of calamity. So, again, it's a lot more complex than just everyone getting the hell out while they can. Because, like you said, there's people who don't have nowhere else to go. Nowhere.
Right. I mean, it's cool if you got family in the next state, but everybody don't have family. You know, so it's very hard. And Danica's in New York, and she's talking about the rats are everywhere above ground. And you guys need to be very careful for those rats because they are carrying all types of diseases. I know there's an article written, and they're saying that a lot of people, that they're scared that people are going to get bitten by rats and a lot of diseases will be spread. So be very careful because when that water flooded the subway system, all those rats came above ground. And I just cannot imagine seeing no big old rat. Ugh. Swimming past me. Ugh, I hate rats, I'm just saying. So, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And then in Maryland, that big old sewage thing, that, did you see that with the sewage, like the raw sewage was all in the water and everything?
I expected
You think you expected
that?
Yeah,
once you have flooding to that degree, everything is coming up. And that's another thing as far as spreading disease and everything. And plus, you with your power out, you're worried about your food, pretty much molding, the water being contaminated possibly. So there's a whole lot of complications out there. That's why, you know, it's good we're doing this show, like to show concern about everyone who's going through all that mess because, again, it can happen damn near anywhere. And, you know,
and that's what people need to realize. Like, I really feel like HARP is real. You know, I don't want to be like this was caused by HARP and this was a HARP experiment. That's not what I'm saying, but I do believe that we do have the power and the ability to manipulate the weather. I mean, I've been doing a lot of research on it and reading up on it ever since the earthquake that happened in Haiti. So I read up on a lot about that, and the weather just makes no sense to me anymore. You know, when I was a kid, it's almost like you could predict the weather by, you know, with clockwork. Like in May, it's going to rain, and then, you know, spring brings out the flowers and the wintertime. Literally, there is snow in West Virginia. They had to cut off school in certain parts of North Carolina. Asheville, North Carolina has snow, 3 feet of snow. You know what I'm saying? Whereas New York has the hurricane and the flooding. Ohio is getting snow. I'm in Minnesota, a.k.a. Minnesota. That's what they call it, Minnesota. There's not a drop, there's not a snowflake, a raindrop, nothing. Today was 52 degrees. I took the kids out trick-or-treating, and I'm like, how the hell are we in Minnesota and we don't have no snow? No, I mean, just today was a beautiful, sunny day. And, you know what I'm saying, Ohio has 3 feet of snow. Like, what is going on with the weather? It just doesn't make sense to me. And then last year we had gotten the tornado that hit the north side of Minneapolis. And if you guys know anything about North Minneapolis, it's like, I guess what you would call like the hood, you know, like think of any, you know, project in your particular city. That's like the bad part of Minnesota is the north side. I don't think it's the bad part because I've seen a lot worse because I've gotten outside of Minnesota. But in Minnesota, the north side is the worst. So last spring, a tornado touched down in the middle of the hood. I mean, devastated everything. I had put a video up on YouTube about the tornado, and that was crazy. Like, how many times do tornadoes just hit the hood? Usually it's, like, out in, like, you know, in a cornfield somewhere in Kansas. So the weather, to me, is just really, really freakish right now.
Yeah.
Mm. How's the weather in Texas?
It's getting cooler. It's been a while since I felt some cold weather, but still, with all this, it doesn't. None of this made sense throughout this whole year. For some reason, in certain areas, it was hot as hell in California, unusually, a few weeks ago. Then, you know, down here, it was hot and cold and bipolar down here. And then now you have on the East Coast, something crazy is happening as far as with the weather. Plus, you're talking about a storm that's about as big as Texas itself. Before you
freeze
it. Something's not right here, because again, like, there wasn't too long ago where you could kind of predict the, you know, weather, like how certain patterns, you know, okay, this is going to be this kind of storm, this is going to be, you know, something simple, or a tornado, but now you're seeing tornadoes in the hood, you know, you're seeing earthquakes in the Midwest. It's just something is not right here. I mean, I'm not even going to put no conspiracy stuff, it's just something doesn't feel right at all.
Right. It just doesn't, you know, and it's just really, really unfortunate. And a lot of people are saying that this was a ploy by Obama, you know, and I'm not saying it was Obama, but that's just what, you know, some of the conspiracy theorists are saying, you know, as far as the election, because this is so close to the election and now it's making him out to be a hero and stuff like that. You know, he's supposed to step up in a time of need. He's doing the right thing. He's, you know, doing a little press interviews and everything else. But a lot of people are saying that this is created to deflect from the election, you know. So I don't know. I don't know if it was created or why it was created, but the entire situation is a shame. And I have somebody on the line calling in from 409. Looks like they've been on hold. And I'll go ahead and let you in really quick, 409. Excuse me. I'm kind of sick.
You too.
Area code 409.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, who is this?
Leanne.
How you doing?
Hi, Leanne. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What did
good.
You want to add tonight? I'm glad I'm able to take calls.
Yeah, I just want to talk about Hurricane Sandy. Like, I have relatives that live up in New Jersey.
Hello? Yes, you're still here. So you said you have relatives in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was talking to them because the storm hit, like, Monday night, and I was talking to them, and you know what, I don't know if you ever went to New Jersey, but they live, like, 30 minutes from New York City, and I heard that New York City got hit hard, but they live, like, 30 minutes from New York City. And they didn't get hit that hard. Like, my grandma said that she opened the door to her apartment, and she said that the wind was, like, strong, and she said it almost, like, flew back. And but she said that really the only thing that happened was that they lost cable.
Oh, wow. So they didn't. So they're in Jersey, but they didn't get as bad, like their house is under sand or nothing like that?
No, because all she said was that they just lost cable.
Oh, wow. Well, what a blessing.
Yeah, and this was, like, Monday night that I talked to them, like, around, I think it was around 10, I think. So I think the snow was gone by then.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a true blessing right there, if that's all they lost was cable.
Yeah, I was worried because I think I found out about, like, Friday, and I'm all like, because I heard about it, I'm all like, well, what do you mean, like, if someone's going to hit the northeast? Because, you know, I've heard, because where I live is in Texas, you know, we get hurricanes sometimes. Like, I think I evacuated, like, 3 or 4 times. I think one time I didn't evacuate, but it was, like, a surprise hurricane. Like, it was supposed to be a tropical storm, but then it went into a Category 1 hurricane. And it wasn't that bad. It's just, like, stuff to do everywhere. But, yeah, and when you talk about audio, it's how people would say, oh, well, why don't people just leave during the hurricane? It's kind of harder because you got to pack your stuff up. And then I know when I evacuated from WEDA with my mom, with my parents and sister, and my sister, she was, like, young at the time. She was, like, I think she was, like, 2 or 3. It was hard. Like, we were in traffic because I think we were going to Houston, and it was bad. And, like, we had to, like, stop somewhere, and my cousin, she was, like, I think my cousin was, like, was, like, 6 months pregnant at the time. No, wait. No, yeah, 3 months pregnant at the time. I'm sorry. I was trying to remember, and, I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, that is the hard part because your people are dealing with children. You know, a lot of times children cannot sit in the car that long. You know, they got to use the bathroom every 10 minutes. You know, so it's just, like, it's a lot, you know, and then having to, you know, pack up snacks and everything else. So sometimes it's easy to just go to a shelter down the street, you know, as opposed to moving them out of that state. But what people need to realize, I don't care if you're in L.A., if you're in Missouri, you know, crazy, the weather is crazy nowadays, and it can affect all of us the same. Right, so we need to all be, you know, compassionate for everybody. It doesn't matter if it's the East Coast, the Southeast. I just hate when I hear people, like, on forums get on their high horse, like, well, that's why I would never live in New Orleans, or why do they live down there? It's no different than where you live now. You know, we all reside in particular parts of the country for whatever reason. But at the end of the day, there's that human aspect. You know, when I see those people's homes and they're just, you know, there's literally nothing there but, you know, rubble or those 50 homes that burned in Queens, like, that broke my heart. I'm like, yo, that could be my house. You know, imagine leaving to go find shelter and you come back and there's nothing left. You think about everything you own, your iPods, your iPads, your flat screen TVs, you know, clothing, books, just all the stuff that you cherish. Granted, it's material stuff, but let's not act new and act like we don't cherish some of our material possessions. You know what I'm saying? So imagine just to come home and you don't have anything. And what's even more important to me, as opposed to, like, you know, the electronics and stuff, pictures. Like, I'm really big on pictures, you know, and I have pictures from, like, high school and junior high that they were on film, like, you know, the old school film strips. They weren't on an SD card. So if those pictures were to get burnt up, how would I get those memories back? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I just feel really bad for the people who had to go through that.
Yeah, my aunt, when she, it was a long time ago, but this is, like, because the kids are, like, her kids are around low ages now, they're grown, but, like, back when her kids were young, she and her kids and her husband lived in a trail house, and the house caught on fire, and all the pictures of them from when the kids were young are gone now because of it.
Well, I'm glad everybody was safe and your family and everybody that you spoke to in Jersey. So thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you, you know, sharing your story with us. So I'm going to go ahead and place you back on hold, and you can still stay on and listen, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You too, Bob.
Bye. And if anybody else wants to call in, make sure you hit 1. Now, VH1 Access was just saying something in the chat room, and it's gone up. Okay, I see it here. He was saying that he thinks the storm was to test who wins the election, and did you hear about the Mitt Romney FEMA response? Did you hear about what he said about FEMA?
No, I just found out from the chat room, so, you know, basically said, like, FEMA in the National Guard and fuck it. Like, interesting.
Well, no, what he was basically saying is that basically the states should be in charge of taking care of their own people, that they really don't need a FEMA, they don't need a federal response, it should be up to each individual state. I mean, that's cool if everybody's state is balling. But when you live in a poorer state like Mississippi and Louisiana, you know, and their income is not, you know, the same as a state like New York, you know, or a state like Minnesota. Minnesota's a pretty wealthy state. You know what I'm saying? So how do you even that out? So we get help up here, but then the people in poorer states, they don't get any help because their state is poor. So I didn't agree with his comment at all. But, again, we all know he's a flip-flopper. And, you know, people have asked me, somebody sent me an email today. They're like, you know, you have a pretty big fan base on YouTube. You need to make a political video. You need to tell people to get out there and vote and tell people to vote for Obama and whatever else. And I'm going to just put it out here on the radio. Like I told you, I'm not into politics. And I don't even think I'm that articulate.
Are you okay, T? Well, while we're having a little technical difficulty with T's phone, if there's anybody out there who actually has family, friends, and whatnot, feel free to call in and let them hear, you know, your thoughts, concerns, and everything that's on your mind. It's like you figure in situations like this, no, it wasn't Romney who cut to y'all. You would figure someone may need to hear something. If you think about how many things have happened, especially on the East Coast, like what if what you had to say was the last thing they heard? Now, that's nothing I'm wishing on, but you figure realistically, you know, given that, you know, some things are starting to turn around over there, the East Coast is in some serious trouble right now. So, honestly, feel free to call in, speak your mind, and then we'll take it in from there. Now, eventually when he comes back with her cricket phone, we can discuss a few more things that she had in mind. I don't know where she went. All right. Now, with the situation, aside from here, I know people have been wondering what's the deal with she can hear me. She's doing something. Take your phone off mute. Okay. Yeah, I would suggest we would give Eustine a try. We'll look at that. Blog Talk is a little. I'm not sure what's going on with Blog Talk, but we'll discuss that shortly. But given that, like, I've mentioned the situation with earthquakes in the Midwest, I'd say about a few years ago, there was a, I'm trying to remember the name of the fault line, but there were some minor quakes out there, and there's one somewhere in Illinois and possibly close to Indiana to that aspect. So that's why I said there was an earthquake in possibility in the Midwest. As far as with the West Coast, you already know what the deal is. San Andreas, all that is pretty much a puzzle board when it comes to fault line. In the South, you're looking at with Louisiana, especially low tide, and it pretty much is both below sea level, so possible flooding. So again, when you have individuals talk about, you know, just get up and leave, you're going to run into some certain kind of calamity. No matter where you go, you know, whether it's the Southwest where you're having a possibility of heat strokes or anything, or in the Bible Belt, you're looking at Tornado Alley. people need to be more empathetic and realistic about how things could possibly go, you know, especially with the East and Florida and maybe actually Texas too, subject to hurricanes, flash blizzards in the north of Texas. Again, you know, I understand T's sentiment as far as like with politics and everything like that, but there's a lot more to understand than just what you're seeing on television. They don't call it the idiot box for a reason, and for no reason. Because, again, while you're, you know, sitting in that vegetative state, you could be learning a lot more, not just through your libraries or what you can find on the internet, but actually going out there and interacting with others. And that's one of the main reasons why this show was brought together, to get people to think outside the box. Because we could sit here and talk about the same old ratchet nonsense, you know, good hair, bad hair, and all the ran down topics that you've heard on different social media sites. But it's more informative and it's more productive to have people discussing, you know, everything, everyday events that usually don't get talked about, or approach things in a very intellectual manner, in spite of the abundance of ratchet nonsense out here. So, again, I'm actually pleased to see that we have a very educated audience, which is what makes the show all the more motivated. Now, yes, T, please hang up. Now, in the chat room, personally, like, we would like to get some of your thoughts on what's going on out here. And definitely we can chop that up, especially when T gets back. And let's see what your perspectives are. Not just on the storm and everything, but it can be anything across the spectrum where she got that civil rights uppercut, or these all these different things that we laugh at or even, you know, have mixed emotions about.
Hello.
Welcome back.
It's not funny. I'm getting mad now because they keep messing with me.
Because
I'm hearing you talk. I heard everything you were saying. And I'm like, dang, right now you just going to cut me off. I'm like, you playing Kanye now? And then you didn't laugh. And I'm like, hold up. Nobody heard my joke. And everybody's like, where is T?
I don't have it like that. I just thought it was funny.
You just interrupted me because I was in the middle of a good story. And you was like, anyways.
I mean, you just.
I put this on everything. If we were talking about some bullshit, y'all, I put this on everything, we would never have no type of audio issues. But because we be talking about, you know what I'm saying, more deep subjects, it's like they keep messing with us. And, you know, I'm starting to think, I'm starting to think it's really some nonsense. Like, they keep messing with my show. They keep blanking out my mic. They keep disconnecting me from the show. It's crazy.
I agree with you on that, because it seems you have to do some excessive coonery to have a clear channel nowadays.
Right. If I was on here freestyling about, you know what I'm saying, shaking my ass and selling weed, the mic would work fine. We would never have an issue. But we talking about Harp and the campaign and everything else, all of a sudden, my connection goes dead. Okay, we see you, Block Talk.
Because
I'm saying, like, nobody can hear me. I'm like, hello, hello. Little Shelby said, let them know they cannot silence you. Thank you. I'm talking about I went off on them. I sent them a long email, you know, because I'm paying for this. This ain't free.
Let me ask you something, though. It's like you were saying something about political videos and whatnot.
That's what I was talking about. And I was, like, really, like, getting into it. And now they said nobody could hear me. I'm like, damn. But, no, what I was saying is basically people were telling me that I need to, you know, tell my subscribers. I got a lot of subscribers on YouTube. I need to be doing political videos encouraging people to go out to vote for Obama or whoever. And what I was saying is that I'm just not I'm not into politics. I don't think I'm the most articulate person when it comes to talking about politics. I mean, I read up on it. I understand what's going on. I'm aware. But I don't know about me, like, doing a whole political video. I can't do that. But, I mean, what I will say is that everybody should go out and vote. I mean, if you feel the need to go out and vote, go out and vote. If you don't feel the need to go out and vote because you don't see a difference or you don't believe in what's going on or, you know, like you said before, two birds of the same feather, then that's your choice. I don't think we have the right to get mad at people who don't want to vote, just like we don't have the right to get mad at people who want to vote for Romney or the right to get mad at people who want to vote for Obama. At the end of the day, it's your right to go out and vote or to go out and not vote. But what I will say is if you don't vote, do you necessarily have the right to complain? No.
No.
And that's what I say about that. But, yeah, this is crazy. I cannot believe I was locked out of my own show. Where they do that at?
You know what? I don't know. I was going to say you need to get rid of that Cricket phone or whatever you got on.
No, don't be blaming my phone. It's a good phone. I got that Samsung Galaxy S2. So, no, it's not a Cricket. That's Blog Talk Radio. So we have about 24 minutes left, and I'm loving the discussion in the chat room. You guys keep it popping in there. People are telling me to switch to Ustream. The only reason why I don't like doing live video is the fact, like, right now I'm in bed. I'm chilling in bed in a T-shirt and a robe. I'm not about to get up on live camera at 10:30 at night and be running my mouth. Right now, okay. I'm just chilling. That's why I like Blog Talk Radio, because I don't have to get dressed. I don't have to sit in front of the camera. I can just talk on the radio. So that's why I haven't done Ustream yet. But we might have to switch to Ustream or something, because Blog Talk's been tripping.
Yeah, something's got to give. I mean, this is like the second blow.
Nah, this is the third week. This ain't the second. This is the third week. I've been keeping track.
Jesus.
This is the third week.
Nah, something got to give.
Okay.
I don't know. I get tired of, you know, either the show gets cut off or your phone goes off or, you know, I can't hear anything or the callers can't get in. Something is
right. Or we sound like we're underwater. But like I said, if we were talking about some coon and stuff, no problems. No problems. But since we're talking about some real stuff, it's the issue. But let's go on and get to the next topic. We wanted to talk about the whole Little Reese situation. I did a video about it the other day. Little Reese, Chief Keith's homeboy, the one who had beat up the woman in her home, him and his homeboy jumped her. Did you get a chance to look at that video, Ronnie?
Yes, I saw that several times on request, other times. Like, I just had to look at not just that, but the responses that followed after that.
Right.
Jesus, that situation was corny. Mad corny.
What I didn't like is the fact that people were trying to compare it to the bus driver situation. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. This is two totally different situations.
That's apples and oranges there. That one
right.
Out there, and while the guy was trying to do his job and ensure the safety of even her hood rat ass, and she was putting everyone, including herself, in danger. She put her hands on him and spit on him while he was driving. So, yes, I would pull over and whoop your ass, personally. Now, with the chick out there, run off with a flip at the mouth and, you know, dude was getting in her face and he shoved her back and all that, and then he decided to beat her like some dude and stomp on her head. That, you don't know the full extent of the situation, but damn, that
right.
wasn't awesome.
You know, and my thing is, like, I always tell people, you have the right to defend yourself, be it male or female. You know, that's my whole thing, is you have the right to defend yourself. And Little Reese started that first. He went at her. First of all, you're in my home. Like I said in my video, I don't even have to ask you politely to get out of my home, because Tita gets up every morning and goes to work. So if I don't want you in my home, you need to exit stage left. So for them to say they can just still stay in her home and not have to, like, you know, move or, you know, argue with her about being in her home, uh-uh. He put his hands on her, so right there he was wrong. And then for his punk-ass homeboy to sit there and jump in, I don't understand that. It looked to me like Reese was doing a good job handling her. Why did he feel the need to jump in? You know, it's that damn bravado with these young kids, that ego. It's like there's just no respect. And the sad part is, again, her response was, you know, it happened a year ago, it is what it is. You know, and it's just that's the mentality of these kids, and that's why I call it the death culture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I feel like a lot of these kids, they have like this, it's a death culture. They don't, when you don't expect to live past a certain age, you don't care. You don't think things out, you know, and it's just sad. It's really, really sad. And unfortunately, these kids are being rewarded with multi-million dollar contracts. And I had posted one of his music videos on my fan page. And the boy can't rap for shit. So I'm like, you know, what is it? What is the appeal? Because besides the one girl that does drill music, Sasha Gohard, I like her style. She can kind of flow. But the rest of them, it's just garbage. It's just literally just them talking about killing people, smoking weed, getting ate out. They're not talking about shit, and they can't even rhyme it together in a sentence to make sense. But they're getting contracts. But then the kid who's out there who really can sing and who's, you know, busting his ass at school talent shows and trying to maintain his grade and still do what he got to do, he don't get no contract. It's like, you know, it's like the record company loves pushing poison to our kids, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know exactly what it is. It's like it's more psychological than anything. If you have people who are just complete ass when it comes to a certain genre, like far as music, and they're talking about nothing but remedial nonsense and pretty much having overrated commercials, and they're getting paid and rewarded with this, they're going to have other people who are going to expect and expectations. I mean, actually, brand rewards for low expectation work. That's basically, they're setting a precedent, not just within the culture itself, but the so-called artists. And they've depreciated the craft itself to a point where in certain genres, it's pointless. Hip-hop used to be something where it was like the urban version of CNN, where they were talking about relative issues. You're talking about Rakim, KRS-One, and, you know, a legion of people who were, like, really intelligent. They're like story, you know, like narrators, the great stories that you can see in the neighborhood and everything like that. Now they're talking about the same old thing. You're in the club, you know, you're pimping hoes, you're slapping, you're selling drugs, you know, you're doing all this extra stuff, and then you got one or two songs about Jesus and your mama. It's the same remedial.
Right. And it's kind of sad because that's exactly what's selling. And I feel like, you know, just to look at some of them kids' response, that's what she gets. If a hoe come to me and talk crazy, I'm going to beat her. You know, and it's just like because somebody talk crazy, you know what I'm saying? You can't just go on the attack because somebody talks crazy. It's once they put their hands on you. But you can't antagonize somebody, and then when they talk crazy to you, then you want to put your hands on them. You know, like that whole situation just pissed me off. You know, and it's like I can't co-sign with that, but I don't think it's fair for people to try and act like that's the same situation as the bus driver situation. That hood rat on that bus, she don't get not one tear from me. How you can? Nothing. But the girl in the house that got beat up, that was a whole different situation, and to me, that was definitely uncalled for. You know, but it just shows, like, the mentality of a lot of these kids, and not just in Chicago. I don't want to argue, like, oh, it's the kids of Chicago, because it's not. I know kids who have Reese's mentality who live in Minneapolis. You know, I know kids who have that mentality who live in Charlotte. So it's not just Chicago. It's a lot of these kids, and even the dudes who got up on video from Atlanta who was threatening GBE, their whole little crew, whatever, look what they was doing in the video. Brandishing guns and, you know, talking about they trap houses and they dope money. So it's the same mentality all over the country.
And it's like, it's the lame movement where you had that, there was a response video to the guy that, Lil Reese, that beat up the girl. This guy was talking about basically a $300 bounty on this dude. Like, for real.
Damn, $300?
Yeah, $300. I mean, like.
Was that in food stamps?
That was an EBT card. You know how the money. But, I mean, still, it's like, again, there was a point in time where not only people had shame in the culture, like where they kept everything in order, even the hoodlums and gangsters, they had a sense of order. Now you're having these punks, these charlatans. You know, anyone can be anything. It's just like Facebook, except offline, where I can be like a security officer. But because I heard BMF and watched Scarface about 14 times, now I'm selling weight. You know, I got hoes, area codes, and you can be anything you want to be except genuine. That's what we're missing. So, I mean, yeah, like, I look at it and, like, you know, when you tie it up and saying, like, the chick, what happened to the, you know, chick that caught the uppercut of the century versus this situation, that's completely different. That's plaid and stripes. Because different circumstances, but the only thing that connects them to is, like, those people surrounding that situation that allowed it to escalate are not that much different. They just had different faces. They allow that shit to happen. All of a sudden, when shit gets real, now everyone wants to recognize that she's a female and he's a male and everything. Now everyone gets a sense of morality after the fact.
Right. Yep, it's crazy, you know, but, you know, what's sadder is the response, you know, her nonchalant attitude about it, you know, him blaming haters instead of taking personal responsibility for him doing that. But then again, you know, other rappers have done the same thing. And then you still got all these Chris Brown supporters who sit there and excuse his behavior, you know, so, and granted, nobody was there, the whole Chris Brown and Rihanna thing. But at the end of the day, he still whooped her ass, and the pictures are there to prove it. His face wasn't as messed up as hers, you know. Well, but
No, he whooped her ass. He got a tattoo of her beat up on his neck. That's
well. He says that's a sugar skull.
Right.
A sugar skull is like a Mexican Day of the Dead, whatever. But yeah, that's what he said it was. But it did look like Rihanna. But he says it's a sugar skull. I don't know, but you know they're back together now, though. So that, you know, they're one and the same. And the same females who talk about, you know, no domestic violence and, you know, men should never hit women and yada, yada, yada. It seems that a lot of these women are co-signing their relationship, them getting back together. You know, they're grown. They're going to do what they want to do, but I'm not going to sit there and act like that shit's cool. Because if I was my mama or my little sister, I'd be mad if she went back and got back with the dude who did her face like that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, people got to make their own decisions. I just hope he don't put his hands on her again. VH1 Access said he didn't even know who Lil Reese was. And what's so funny, a lot of people didn't. Like I said, I know about them just because we're so close to Chicago and Minneapolis, and the damn real music scene is here too. And then I got a lot of little nieces and nephews, so that's how I know about that whole nonsense. But, yeah, a lot of people on Twitter had no idea who this kid was. And that's what I'm saying, that he's going to get more fame and more money from him doing that than his music. He's more known for this, and that's what's going to, I bet you anything, when he does drop his album, he's going to end up probably going platinum. People are going to run out there and buy it to see what he got to say. You know, folks talk all that shit, but they still going to support his music.
But at what cost? I mean,
right.
Again, you have to whoop some chick's ass in order to get some pub for your lame ass record. I'm done.
Right.
There's nothing we can do.
If the rap put a fork in me, I'm done. It's crazy. It's definitely crazy how things are, you know, nowadays. You know, it's going to be a really interesting year. It's like, what else is going to happen? It's going to be really interesting. Music sucks. We know that.
Right.
The movies have been all right. You know, now you got this crazy thing with the weather and the hurricanes. It's like we have a few more months left before, you know, 2012 is over.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, that's going to be the next thing. You know, people talking about the Mayan calendar, the doomsday clock. Again, there's supposed to be the Armageddon after party. Whoever, it's going to be something new. Again, it's like it's more red meat for the sheep. That's basically all this is. 1 minute, you know, it's like it's been time after time. Once you have a story that dies out, fades out, there's got to be something new. Someone's going to do something ratchet. For some reason, I think before the weekend is out, some other chick is going to get knocked out. We're going to be talking about that.
Right. Oh, yeah, there's never a shortage of news. There's never a shortage of news, and I think some people just want that attention, be it good attention or bad attention. Because even with all that stuff that girl did on the bus, she's famous for what? Starting shit with a bus driver? She's getting interviewed like she done cured cancer. Why is she on the news 24/7? Why are we not interviewing the bus driver? If anything, he was the victim. You know, find it real funny how they twisted that around.
But if you think about it, if anybody has anything positive to say, they are completely blacked out. But again, like, you know how it is, like, with Negro news. For some reason, they find the goofiest, coonest type of individual. They'll find them first. I sainted everything. 3 teeth in their mouth, and one of them goes, and just to make an embarrassment, you know, upon people. They don't look for the articulate people. They don't look for people who can actually make sense of the whole situation. They just don't. And what does it say about news and media in general when TMZ and World Star Hip Hop are credible news outlets?
Right. Oh, yeah, there's no more real reporting. Anybody can be a news outlet. Anybody can report on anything, not have to verify the facts. If they make a mistake, yeah, oh, well, you know, it's, there's no responsibility. They can ruin your reputation and shrug their shoulders. You know, it's crazy. Like, a lot of us get most of our news from Media Takeout, TMZ. People are saying in the chat room. You know, Danica said it went from Black Power to Thug and Gangster. So it's crazy. Like, we don't even have a credible news source. When I was younger, you'd have to, and I'm not saying CNN and Fox News, you know, tell the truth all the time, but at least they were some type of news outlet. You know, now when you ask people, you know, well, where did you hear that from? World Star Hip Hop. It's like, that's the news now? But it just shows, you know, the times that we're living in. You know, it's a microwave society, so stuff ends up going, you know, quicker to the blogs than they do to the news. And what's kind of sad is that now when you watch CNN and Fox News, I see more internet shit on the regular news. I don't want to see viral videos on CNN. I want to know what's going on around the world. If I want to know viral videos, I'll jump online. You know, I hate when I watch CNN, they're sitting here talking about, you know, a cat playing a piano or this viral video. You know, like, why are we talking about stuff that should be on the blog? Why is this considered real news on the television?
I mean, I knew you
grew up. You know, it's always stupid stuff.
Well, I knew you grew up in a time just like I did when we went to school, when we got off of school, they had the after-school special. They had Reading Rainbow. They had Conjunction Junction. They had educational shows.
I remember Reading Rainbow.
You was actually listening and learning after school. Now when you come home from school, mom and dad ain't home, or the home's in disarray, so you're getting a different type of education where your mindset has pretty much eroded to the point where everything has been simplified. You got people who cannot rap for it worth a damn, making platinum, you know, status. And people who are actual musicians. I mean, not just do music, they become music. They can play music. They can read music. They don't get any publicity or anything at all. Nothing.
Yep. 80s and 90s were the shit. That's what everybody said in the chat room. Butterfly in the sky.
Yeah.
I think it's twice as high. Well, I still remember the theme song, The Reading Rainbow, though.
And those were
the look, it's in a book, The Reading Rainbow. And there was a black dude named my name, LeVar Burton.
I mean, you was actually motivated to come home and, like,
to
you
read.
Know, I'm going to read books. I'm going to see what's happening on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. You know, all that cool stuff. Even Saturdays, they had cool cartoons. But now, you're seeing so much drivel. Now we got Rick Ross running around flashing his titties and everything. It's just gone downhill, something serious. And it's not, you know, to cast shade on, you know, this generation, but a lot of them don't know what the fuck is going on, personally. They really don't.
Right. Jamal said he trusts his Media Takeout more than Fox News.
He's got a point there.
I'm mad at him. I'm not mad at him because Fox be pulling some shit out their ass. I'd be like, really, Fox? Especially Bill O'Reilly. He just irks me. He's so rude and condescending. I can't stand Bill O'Reilly. I was watching him yesterday talk about the storm, and it was just like, you know, he had, like, storm people. You know, people went through the storm. He was interviewing them, but then it's like, you know, God forbid they made a point. He wants to help and cut them off. And so tell me what's next. Like, he was just so, I don't know, he was just really controlling and being overly abrasive to the people. I just can't stand Fox News. I don't take so much of their channel.
It's
my nerves.
That whole network is an oxymoron. It can't be news when you honestly believe that your opinion is fact, when it's just not backed up by anything. You're just like, well, fucking, if I bend over, I can fart a rainbow. Okay. That has nothing to do with anything. I mean, it's better if you look at, it's sad you got to look at BBC, a news outlet that's outside of the United States, to get a view of what's going on here. That's kind of sad.
Right. BBC going to give you the real. We got about 5 minutes left. This has been a really good show. We did have one technical issue. Don't judge me. Judge Block Talk Radio. But other than that, it's been a really, really good show. You know, but yeah, I definitely miss the 90s. What was y'all's favorite 90s cartoons and songs? I see some people saying, G Stewart is saying Power Rangers. Power Rangers was the shit. I was the, the Pink Ranger, she was cool, but I was so in love with the Green Ranger, Tommy. Do you remember his name to this day? Oh, and the Tina Reid died. They talking about that in the chat room. Let me ask y'all this. Do y'all think, because people were saying, you know, Illuminati killed her. I don't know about all that. But I do find it really, really strange that she died getting hit by a car, and she was basically the same age as Left Eye, and Left Eye also died in that car accident. And the Tina Reid was a Left Eye of her group, and the Tina Reid also looked so much like Left Eye. And another weird thing is, Natina Reed and Corrupt have a son together. His name is Tren, T-R-E-N. Chili's son's name is Tron, T-R-O-N. See, I'm always connecting dots. I don't know. I just thought that was really, really weird. And, you know, rest in peace to Natina because I love her music. I still listen to Black 808 and that song that they had with NSYNC. I listen to a lot of their music even now. So they're a really good girl group back when I was in high school. And that's sad for anybody to lose their life, you know, early like that. And I know before they died, they had her out there kind of bad. And, you know, they were kind of messing with her legacy. They were putting her out there as a prostitute and as an alcoholic. And they were putting out all her mug shots. This was before she died. This was probably like maybe 4 or 5 months ago. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's just really kind of sad that she ended up dying a few months later.
I don't know. It's, when you think about it, there's a lot of signs, not just signs, but actually some connections as far as with numbers. That's what we have to pay attention to. So I'm not putting out a conspiracy thing, but for some reason when you are seeing these things, like for some reason I wouldn't say deja vu, but you're seeing something that doesn't add up, you have to be very vigilant, careful about what's happening because something's being told to us. I don't know what it is, honestly. It's just something being told to us.
Right. They are really in the chat room naming off all these cartoons. They're talking about DuckTales, Eek, Bobby's World, Real Monsters, Darkwing Duck, Roger Rabbit, Powerpuff Girls, Tiny Toon Adventures. Y'all are going in.
But,
you know, what was one of my favorite cartoons? Like, I was still watching in high school, don't judge me, Recess. Yes, sir. I would come home after school in, like, 10th grade, and I'd watch Recess with my little sister. And that's my cartoon. I love Spinelli. That was my favorite character on Recess.
Yeah, I was all into He-Man, G.I. Joe, Transformers, Voltron, Robotech.
I watch them too.
Playing the first Nintendo where you had to blow the cartridge, all that crazy.
Blowing the cartridge. I remember them days. Captain America. Y'all remember Captain? No, not Captain America. Captain Planet.
Captain Planet. He's
a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. That'd be the show, for real. You know what? Captain Planet, if he was real, he probably could clean up the mess that's going on right now. Because I used to learn a lot from that cartoon, like, you know, about pollution and having to, like, you know, just not, you know, I don't know. We used to learn a lot from Captain Planet. I'm going to have to go watch some old episodes on YouTube. And I also used to be a really big Thundercats fan. I watched the old episodes on YouTube.
Me both.
And Lionel is fine. I don't care what no one says. I understand he's a cartoon character, but Lionel looks good. Don't act like he wasn't in love with Shatara.
Whatever,
though. I remember my cousins be so in love with her. Like, dang, she got a body on her. I'm like, it's a cartoon. Calm down, bruh. Thundercats was a shit. Thundercats, He-Man, She-Ra. Mm-hmm. It was so fun being a kid in the 90s. I feel bad for these kids nowadays. But we got about 42 seconds left. Y'all still naming our shows. Teen Summit, that was the show too. Two Stupid Dogs, I remember that. I am not ashamed of myself, so Red. Lionel was fine. Don't judge me. We got about 20 seconds left. Tonight was a fun show. You know, thanks for hanging in there with us through all the audio issues and everything else. And we'll see what happens next week. I'm still going to send them an email going off. once again. I remember Ghostwriter VH1. That was a good show. Okay, we're out. Peace. Deuces.
Yeah, you need to do something about this prepaid radio inside of it.
Okay, we are officially done. That was a fun call. That was a